yesterday was an interesting day in Lansing as the legislature met under the Capitol Dome. Protesters outside tried to work their way in. Joining us right now is our local state representative, Shane Hernandez. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Describe what yesterday was like in Lansing.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting, hectic day. You know, we voted on some changes to penalties for not complying with executive orders. We codified some of the executive orders into law, and we did not extend the emergency powers declaration. So those were the three things that were done yesterday. I think a lot of people think we voted on the emergency powers. We actually just did not vote to extend them because the end date was that we had extended to previously was yesterday. Now, I think the real important thing to point out is we did not extend them. The governor believes that she has the power to extend them on her own, which I think she made clear last night. And until the court says otherwise, she will continue to enforce those orders.
And that's where this is headed, right? This is headed to a court showdown.
Well, we did also authorize the Speaker of the House to take legal action. And I think it's really important to point out, and if anybody has a chance to go see the Speaker's speech from yesterday, you know, we're not necessarily saying that we believe that all protections for that have been taken for coronavirus should end. In fact, we passed probably about 30 executive orders into law last night saying that we want to work with this governor. What we're asking for is a collaborative process that includes the legislature. We don't believe that this governor has the ability to extend emergency powers as long as she wants and take unilateral action without the legislature's input for as long as she wants. And that's truly what we're asking for. We're saying, Governor, if you want to continue stay-at-home orders and you want to continue protections, we want to work those protections and orders through the legislative process.
It's interesting because her response to that has been, this is an emergency, and regardless of what the legislature says, that doesn't change the fact that we are in a state of emergency, and she believes that the fact that there is an emergency gives her the authority to act on that. It'll be very interesting to see what the court says. I feel, Shane, like everything that's happened in the last 2 months, whether at the federal level or the state level, has been a big civics lesson in how government is supposed to work. And it's really kind of interesting to watch it all play out.
That's very true. And I agree that, you know, there is a reason for a state of emergency. But I don't agree that the governor has the unilateral authority to extend a state of emergency as long as she wants. We have a 1976 law that specifically says 28 days. The legislature already gave her 23 days on top of that, and we were asking for collaboration to continue working with her to extend it, and got none of that. And so what we did was not extend it and say, if this has to go to court, to make the legislature a check and balance and actually part of this process, then that's what we'll do.
Stay-at-home orders end May 15th, I believe, is the date. But yesterday, the governor said that she's extending the date for a lot of things to be closed, you know, basically public gathering places, including bars and restaurants, through May 28th. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, these are the conversations that we want to be part of as a legislature. We want to see the data that she's working with. We want to be partners in this conversation. You know, the governor said the other day in a press conference, if the legislature only saw the data that I saw, then they would know that this is the right decision. Well, Governor, I've been asking for that data. You know that, Paul. I've been on the show. You've seen my press releases. I've been asking for that data that you're making decisions off of for a long time. And then you're going to tell us, if we only saw that, we would understand it. Well, that's exactly what we're asking for. The legislature, we answer calls every day from people who can't get their unemployment checks, from businesses that are hurting, and we want to be a voice for them, and we want to have a say in this process.
I asked the governor about that yesterday. We had her on, and I said, you know, what data are you using? Is this publicly available? She says, yes, it's publicly available. It's all, you know, from the state health department. Basically, Dr. Khaldun has all that information, and it's available. So I don't know what the answer is there.
Yeah, and I will say, I mean, we have had more come available recently, but we also want to be part of the conversations of how she's analyzing that data. She herself said just a couple of days ago that if we had access to that and saw what she was seeing, then we would agree. So I think she's contradicting herself a little bit, but, you know, we want to, it's not just access to the data, it's how are you then using that to make decisions. We want to be part of that conversation.
It looks like there are a lot of areas of agreement. The legislature and the governor agree on certainly some of the reaction to the coronavirus pandemic. There's obviously some areas of disagreement. Do you think that there's more that you agree on than you disagree on? And do you think that this relationship can be repaired? You're all going to have to work together for a while yet. Do you think that you can continue to have a good working relationship with this governor?
Well, we're going to have to continue a budget process. And I talked to the budget director last night after the vote. We still have a good relationship moving forward on the budget. We will continue to do our job as legislators. But, I mean, there are pieces we agree on, and there's pieces we disagree on. And again, the speaker in his speech yesterday made a point that if we want to talk about essential or non-essential, then we believe public health is essential. We believe people's constitutional rights are essential, and we believe that your ability to work and put a, and feed your family and keep your business open is essential too. We're not saying that we just want to forego public health. We're saying that all three of them are essential, and we can find a way to balance all three of them. We don't have to give up two of them just for to get the other.
I don't envy anybody that's making these decisions. These are tough decisions to make. It's a very difficult time. Shane, we appreciate your insight. Thanks for joining us this morning. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, State Representative Shane Hernandez, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee. And, yeah, they've got big decisions to make and a big rift between those two branches of government that the judicial branch may end up determining how much power the governor has in all this. But we had the governor on yesterday. If you missed that conversation, it's on our Facebook, not our Facebook page, but our podcast page at WPHM.net or on the WPHM mobile app. You can listen to all of our morning show interviews there, including our conversation yesterday with Governor Gretchen Whitmer.